Hi, this is Mike Mangini, and you're watching CMS TV.
Hey, what's up, Rock and Shock Nation? Just want to take you guys on a tour today of our new facility here in Florida, and we call this the Metal Dojo. Hey, what's up, Rock and Shock Nation? Just want to welcome you to what my wife and I call the Lost Sheep Farm. And this has really been a dream of ours for well over a decade. And we got this back in July of 2023. And when this came on the market, I saw it and I immediately knew this was our property. For some time now, my wife and I have always felt we're going to have a log cabin on some acres out in the country, a place where we can come to with friends and lead some of those outreaches that I shared with you guys on the radio show. You know, my outreach is to use the music, to use this show, to connect with people who are lost and broken. And man, being out here is really just so amazing. It's so peaceful, so quiet. It sits on about 7 acres, surrounded by just a lot of woods. You know, we have a lot of other lots that no one has built homes on. Now, that metal building that I'm walking to, that is the Metal Dojo. That is the official studio for Into the Fire Productions. Before I get into showing you the interior, I'm just going to show you some videos and pictures of how it used to look.
All right, I want to make a quick video of the new studio here. And they're going to be doing spray foaming in a little bit. But just wanted to show you the before and after. But this is going to be the new studio, and we're calling it Metal Dojo Studios. I think you guys are going to dig it. We're going to do all of our production here. Martyr's Cry is going to be practicing here. So really cool space. Very thankful to have it, but just want to show you a little before and after.
I put 3 inches of foam inside, try to give it a little bit of a soundproofing. Also help to keep, you know, the air conditioning in, because in Florida, it gets very hot and humid here. So we definitely need to put the foam just to help insulate the place. All right, so let's go inside. And this, again, is the Metal Dojo. And there's a little Shiloh. But this is the, you know, the main little hangout room. You know, got our TV, a lot of memorabilia. But this is another hangout room. My son, he spends a lot of time in here. That's why we have all the South Park Funkos and things like that. But this is a cool room to hang out in. Really comfortable couch. And we have all the video games, you know, PlayStation, Xbox. So we use this when, you know, people come in to record the show. You want to take a break. Great room to go to. Just play some games and hang out. And little Shiloh likes this room as well. All right, that's a Barkley shirt from the Giants. Now he just went to the Eagles, so I don't know what we're going to do with that since he's now a trader. We're collectors of Yankees and things like that. All right, back to the main room again. Just some of my collectibles. I used to really be into baseball back in the day. Big collector of the Yankees, so that's a lot of my Yankee autographs on the wall there. And we're from Jersey, so we had a lot of Hess gas stations and just always collect those Hess trucks. You probably see them up there. But that's just some of my collection. My wife was telling me she thought I was a hoarder. A lot of memories with this stuff. Now, this is the my wrestling and martial arts wall. I used to wrestle back in the day. For those who don't know, I wrestled under the NWA, under a guy named Dennis Carluzzo when I was in Jersey. And I met a lot of people. These are some of the guys that I met. I'm going to stop there for a minute. But a funny story about those guys there. That's an old picture from when I was a real little boy. That's the Moondogs. I got a funny story for you guys. But back in the day, my father was a police officer with Trenton Police in Jersey. And every time the WWF came into town, used to be the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, whenever they came into town, my dad was security for them. But on that card was the Moondogs. And I was definitely afraid of these guys. And my father had, at the time, a blue Pinto. So anyway, I was asking my father after the matches, how were the Moondogs? And he said, oh, they were crazy. Dude, I really believed in this stuff. And my father told me that he had to bring them in a paddy wagon. And that's what they used to call the big police Suburbans back in the day. But he's like, yeah, we brought them in a paddy wagon and they were just, you know, really crazy. So I'm waiting for my dad to get paid. And I'm out in the blue Pinto. What my father did was he told the Moondogs to go out to the car. And what they used to do is carry these big bones and they would lick. Well, all of a sudden I see the Moondogs walking towards the car and I was so scared. And they started shaking the car and then licking the windows. And I'm telling you, I was in fear. And then my father came out and got him away. But that's probably why I'm like I am today, because of all that that trauma from these wrestling matches. But anyway, that's just some of the stuff. Some of the guys that I wrestled with. The guy on the bottom is Iron Mike Sharp, and he was one of my trainers. He was from the WWF. That's the one of the cards when I wrestled for NWA. I was called Officer Payne, and you'll see right there it says Local Star Officer Payne, where they actually put Office Payne, but it was Officer Payne. Got to meet the Sheik. He was good friends with Dennis Carluzzo and his family. That's one of the first wrestling cards I was on. And that was one of my instructors in the martial arts. That was Jamis Bethel. I was part of the Order of Combat. He passed away many years ago, but he was an amazing, amazing guy. All right, this is, again, one of my main areas to hang out. Just some of our little coffee table books. Great book. Keep on rolling. You got to check it out. My friend Missy Whitney wrote that. It's on Kevin DeBrow. It's really the early years of Quiet Riot, so check that out. I'll put a link on this site for you. Now, I had to pick this up. I got an NFL Blitz. When I saw these arcade one-ups, I just I knew I had to have one. And then Blitz came out. Loved the game. I thought every man cave should have one. So I spend my nights playing that when I'm taking a break from editing. And then there she is. That's my Trick drum set. That's the one for the upcoming tour. Just want to thank Trick for building that out. Beautiful drum set. Big 22 kicks. I play all minor cymbals. But I really, really love this set. Very durable. Great. Massive sound. Now, this is actually a Falicon rack. I did a hybrid with this. This was actually designed for the kick drums to float. But what I did was I had a friend of mine. He made a front stage so I could rest the kick drums on it. But this is actually a Falicon rack real big in the late 80s and 90s. And there it is, the Falcon rack. You can see his signature that he put in there. All right, now that is one of my favorite posters. That is a Motorhead poster. And I believe that one is from Argentina. A friend of mine, her ex-husband used to be the drum tech for Mickey D. And that's actually where that came from. Some of my guitars I put up. That's signed by LA Guns back in 92. And then just some of the drumsticks I put up. Foster from Firehouse. You got Vinnie Appice signed sticks. I love memorabilia, so you'll see I have tons of it. Constantly looking for more. It's my little hangout area. As you know, I love Iron Maiden. Anything Iron Maiden, I love. And that's where the magic happens. That's where I do all the editing. And you'll see I'll do the openings for the shows from here. Just some more memorabilia that I have, some shows that I've done, guys that I met. Those pictures right there of Kevin DeBro are actually from Missy. She sent that to me. That's a signed DeBro picture down there from, had to be the late 80s, 90s. And they're original tickets from the Starwood and the Troubadour. So I'm very, very fortunate to have that. That picture I found at a music store that was going out of business and Grateful Dead. And that was when Garcia was playing the Alligator Strat. So that's a really awesome, awesome picture when they were really at the pinnacle of their game. Signed Anthrax poster. Again, I'm a big metal geek, metal collector. It's a Halford signed album. KK Downing, when he the KK Priest album. And that is a original pressing of Freely Comet, Ace Frehley's first album. Solo album signed by Ace Frehley. That's from a gig that I did with the Dead Daisies. And that's James Hetfield. Really cool picture of him. Just some other stuff I had. Alice Cooper. Got the Scorpions. It's an original pressing album there too. I just picked this up. Bruce Dickinson. Mandrake Project. The signed photo. Paul Stanley. Little animalized backstage pass. And then my Vinnie Appice signed photo, and that's a ticket that I had from the Metal Monsters in Camden, New Jersey. That's when Judas Priest was playing with them. And that is a signed AC/DC. That's all the Black and Back in Black members. Just some other stuff that I have. Morbid Angel. So I used to go to all these concerts in Philly when I was living there. Nico McBrain, Maiden, just picked that up. There's all kinds of stuff, again, just like to collect. And I'm still buying CDs. I think people really miss out today with vinyl and CDs, you know, everything. I just don't like the downloads. I actually like to have the product. Now, you know, I'm a big horror fan, so anything horror, I try to get. And then, of course, my Maiden stuff. just picked some of these figures up recently. My son gave me a raccoon, it's called. I used to collect a lot of sports memorabilia. This is just a little bit that I had left over. My uncle gave me that. That's the Beatles figures. I like to display that stuff just always to remember him. And that's pretty much it. You always hear when a wife says, you know, he's in a doghouse tonight. Well, my wife says she has no leverage anymore because this is my doghouse. Like that green couch, it actually pulls out into a bed. I got the refrigerator. I'm good to go.
What's up? It's Yussi from the 69ers and you're watching Rock and Shock.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that tour. Just wanted to give you a little look at what we're doing here on Lost Sheep Farm and at the Metal Dojo studio. Again, I believe that the purposes for this property is so much more and it's bigger than just the music and producing a show. You know, as we build this show together, I'll share more updates on what it is that we are led to do. I do believe we're also going to use this for Rock and Shock Nation purposes. Maybe have some events out here because there really is a piece to this property. And this video is not going to do it justice. And my explanation is, you know, definitely not going to do it justice either. But just hanging out here, there's something about it. You know, I know what it is for me personally. It really puts your heart at ease, especially in a world that is just so chaotic at this point. So once again, what I want to do is really build this show with you guys. When I was doing it on radio, it was pretty, you know, one-dimensional. You know, you're sitting behind a microphone, you're putting out a show, and people are just there to receive it. But what I'm believing with this particular show, how we're doing it on the Classic Metal Show Network and other platforms, is that you're going to be joining me in building this show. And we're going to be hanging out together. But also as we do the road show and I travel around the nation, I'm going to connect with all of you. We're going to be making impacts in the lives of others. So I'm really excited about that as well. What I want to do on the next segment of this program is to address some of the emails that I've received. You know, art and music, it's very subjective. You know, it speaks to people in different ways. So not everyone is going to like, you know, what I'm doing with Martyr's Cry. A review is just what it is. It's someone's perspective, you know, how they view the piece, how they review the music. And, you know, we've gotten many positive reviews. And I have to say, you know, we've received some where, you know, people are not digging it. And that's, I'm cool with that. Again, it's how it speaks to people on a personal level. And most of the reviews that I've received have been very, very positive ones. I just received one from Greece the other day that I posted online. What I did with this music, I wanted to take four of the tracks off the upcoming album, and I wanted to do something really special with it. I've always wanted to work with Ronnie Monroe. I think he is a magnificent singer, and I felt that his voice was perfect for these songs. And on guitars, we had Alex Stevens, a good friend of mine. I think he's one of the best and most talented guitarists out there today. He has worked with some amazing artists. But him and I have this chemistry, and I felt like you can feel that chemistry on these songs. So what I wanted to do with four of the tracks was produce a special edition EP, and I called it the Symphony of Rebellion. And that title speaks volumes to me. But I wanted to take four of these tracks and put them out there. And I've received a lot of emails. You know, people, they want to know more about the songs. You know, from what perspective were they written? So one of the songs I'm going to share with you today is Can You Hear Me? Now, I wrote that song based upon a very, very chaotic period in my life. It was during a time when everything around me really seemed to be falling apart. And at that point in my life, I felt very alone. And some of you listening to this today, you may be experiencing the same thing. There could be a health event going on in your life, maybe something financial, maybe something with a relationship. I don't know what it is, but I just believe that, you know, some of you may be experiencing some of the things that I experienced. And when you're going through these pitfalls of life, sometimes they get so overwhelming that you just don't know what to do. You feel like there are no other options. And that's how I felt with this. You know, I felt like everything was crashing around me. My personal life, you know, things with my family. These things that I was doing in business, everything was falling apart. And, you know, I felt hopeless. And I'm not going to go fully into this story today because, you know, I don't feel led. I think that maybe we'll do another show if, you know, you guys are interested. But I really felt at this point in my life, I was so hopeless and didn't want to be here anymore. And there may be some of you that feel that way right now. But at this point in my life, I was questioning everything. I questioned the very existence of even God. Didn't believe in God. I felt that if there was a God, he was so cruel because of what I was experiencing in my life. But it was at that moment of my greatest despair, when I was all alone, that I experienced God. I believe that God is with us. He's always around us. And I'm not trying to get spiritual here. I'm not trying to push anything on any of you, because I always tell people, you know, test this for yourself, experience this for yourself. Don't just believe my stories. But I know that in my greatest hour of despair, I came to the realization that there was a God and that he was there for me, that he loved me. I have to say that things in my life, it wasn't like, you know, God is magic and all of a sudden the negative things that I was dealing with suddenly went away. It didn't happen like that. But what I realized at that moment was that I wasn't facing these things alone. That even though things were crumbling all around me, you know, I did have an advocate there for me. And I had someone that was going to guide me through all of it. Because this too shall pass. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what this song is written about. And as I was writing this song, you also wrote it in the perspective of those who are battling addictions. You know, all around us, people are in such despair and they're looking for hope. And sometimes they go to vices because those things numb the pain. So that's truly what this song is all about. It's a battle. There is a God and he's there for us. And we're the ones that build that wall of separation. And again, like I said, do not believe me. Don't believe a word that I'm saying. Experience this for yourself. Because I know that there is a God and I know that he's truly there for me. So check this out. This is called Can You Hear Me? And just sit back and listen to the song and let the rhythm, let the lyrics just speak to you. And I do believe it's going to speak to people's hearts. Check it out.
Corners of your mind. Don't ignore these broken pieces, or you will fall too far behind. Too far behind. Can you hear me? Don't.
right, Rock and Shock Nation, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Rock and Shock Show. If you're enjoying this show, I encourage you to go to our website, rockandshockshow.com, and become a member of the Rock and Shock Nation. It's absolutely free, and that's my way of connecting with all of you, sharing updates, giving you tour information, letting you know what we're doing with the Rock and Shock Roadshow. So again, visit the website, rockandshockshow.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed Can You Hear Me? Looking forward to all of your comments. I do believe it's going to speak to people in different ways, and hey, maybe some of you didn't dig it, and that is cool too. But I encourage you guys to send your emails to me. Let's build this program together. I can't wait to see you guys on the road. So remember, stay horror, stay metal, and I'll see you soon.
Seth and Chris don't say it enough, but the best place for everything associated with The Seth Williams Show is their website, www.thesethwilliamsshow.com. You can watch all live episodes of the show live right there on the site. You can get past shows in both audio and video on demand formats. You can join our exclusive VIP programs on Minds and Super Chat right from the page. You can also purchase all the best Seth Show merchandise on the page as well. Bookmark it today, www.thesethwilliamsshow.com.